Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, I feel really low today.
You look low for visual. That yeah. sounded like that was like an emotional diss.
No.
You look like physically low.
Sitting low.
Yeah. Interesting. When in Rome.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Advice.
Such an aggressive A. I'm so sorry. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, you guys. And happy December.
Yeah, happy December.
It's almost the end.
You are on your commute to work. If you work from home and you're still in bed, if you are listening not on Monday, hi.
I hope you have a good day nonetheless.
Nonetheless.
It's just crazy that it's December now. And I saw a post the other day and someone was like, you're going to freak out when I say this. Was Halloween not 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
When I read that, I was like, dressed up as Pennywise. You were Betty yes. Boop. That was 2 weeks
November
ago.
November did not exist.
And I'm exhausted by this. And I'm sure a lot of you guys even are just hearing this yet again on another podcast. I feel like everybody is feeling this lately. Like, honestly, ever since the big
C.
The big C. O-V-I-D. We can't say it because you get demonetized if you say it still. Anyway, I feel like ever since losing a year of our lives completely, regardless of your age, it has now like sped up the clock so much. And we won't get too into it because I know we're all exhausted by it, but it's just so real.
And it's also crazy to think, sorry, one last thing about that. That was now 4 years ago.
That's
four years. Is such like people have gone through and ended their high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
High school career.
Yep.
And college.
Yep. People who had kids then have near 4 year olds now. Like, yeah. It's just crazy.
It's crazy. 4 years have gone by. It doesn't feel like 2024.
No, not at all. But it's not yet. We still have a month.
Yay. Super low energy.
We love December.
I'm excited. We're gonna potentially decorate for Christmas today, which means walking a few blocks and picking up a tree off of the side of the road and walking back with it.
That's how they sell them in New York. Yeah, just like go get a tree. But yeah,
we're gonna take Kristen's grandma cart and we'll throw it right in there.
You guys, shout out to my grandma cart. I got that. I got that in 2020, so she's four now. I got that because I lived alone and I was like, for groceries and shit, like I got to put them in something. I had like an elevator, parking garage kind of situation in my building at the time. And I got that and I used the shit out of it. And then I didn't really use it much when we lived in North Hollywood once I moved in with Alex and Leanna.
You just like didn't need it.
No, but I always kept it because it doesn't take up like any space at all. Now I use that weekly.
Yeah.
That's my laundry cart.
Oh yeah. You bring that to laundry. Huh?
Like, yeah, that's my like. That's my baby, but it's totally breaking. You know, like the bars on the sides,
yeah.
They're starting to like the bottom is missing like three. So stuff full like, like my underwear fell on the ground the other day. And it's my biggest fear. If you have laundry in your building, maybe you relate, but like, God forbid I'm in the elevator with someone and my chonies are.
That's my
like
worst fear.
Discharge chonies just like on the floor.
And we have like some cute looking guys in our building.
No, our building has cute people and some other crazy people, you guys.
Yeah, we're dealing with a little bit of a situation that we've just never had to deal with before. We talked about it a little bit on our Patreon episode.
We're just concerned about our neighbor right now. We're
concerned about our neighbor. She has done, she's had very bizarre behavior these past few weeks.
Yeah.
I even feel like we have to talk at a like lower level.
Yeah. We don't even have to go fully into it. It's just like, it's just interesting and a lot of emotions just because, you know, we've been here for almost like a year and a half ish up until now. Like
we always,
our building is perfect. I'm so, we got so lucky with our building. I love our doormen. I feel safe in our building. I love our area. Like, you know, very grateful for that. And then I just recently she moved in, or she moved back in actually. And I don't know, it's just been kind of freaky. It like, I've never felt so weird about coming home to my own home.
Yeah.
In my adulthood.
Yeah. She just roams the halls and it makes everyone feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Wanted it there though. I just hope she gets like the attention that she needs and deserves, honestly.
So this weekend, we've actually had this weekend planned for probably like 6 months now.
I feel like we booked it probably like spring.
Yeah. Feels like it feels like an April thing that we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are going to the Steven Sanchez concert.
Yeah. We,
and I feel like we've done it like, we don't even know if we're fans of Steven Sanchez. Like, we like his music.
We booked it. Sorry, I dropped my phone. We saw one TikTok a few months ago. But guys, it like...
I'm sure you saw it.
It went completely viral. But
he did a cover of Unchained Melody by Elvis.
God.
And we literally sat on the couch and replayed it probably
loop
20 times. And just in awe of his voice and his stage presence... And we were sitting there like, okay, we got to look this guy up.
We need to see this guy live.
Live, on tour.
Yep.
And we looked it up and we saw a show in New York for December. And we were like, fuck it, that's months away, but let's just book it so we have something to do. Like,
tickets were $35. Like, yep. We were like, fuck it.
Exactly.
Well,
so
if we don't go, then it's $35, but we'll go.
Like, we'll
we're
go.
We're going to go.
So maybe like a few weeks ago, we were talking about how we don't really have any plans for these next coming months, whatever. Like, we got through everything that we needed to get through for our like fall agenda. And then we were like, oh my God, we have that concert in December. And we literally had to like look up the date
because
we
completely forgot about it. I knew nothing. And it was honestly kind of hard to find in my email.
Oh, really?
It took a minute. Yeah.
Probably because you've emailed like a lot of Stevens in the past or something.
Maybe. I don't know. It was... Also, whatever website, I think the server is AXS, which I definitely heard of for tickets, but it's so dumb. When you buy a ticket through them, you get your confirmation email.
I hate this.
You get a separate email for a QR code.
No.
And then a third email to sign up and make your account to actually access your tickets. I'm like, what is the QR code even for then?
Right.
And I scanned it and it brings you to the app. Like, they're pumping three emails for one purchase.
That's crazy. It just
does not make sense.
No, you need one email.
That with all of that. Put my shit at the bottom, put the QR code, and you can also put a link to, like, make an account.
If you want to access your tickets later. That's crazy.
Awful.
Anyone from AXS, hit us up.
Yeah, like, let us take over the company. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, I'm excited.
So we're going tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess it'll be Saturday if you're listening to this Monday. So it already happened. But as always, when you talk about anything in life, it starts kind of creeping onto your For You page on TikTok. And I'm seeing the way people dress at these concerts. Mm. And it's so like suck up like 50s finger waves and like red lips and everything. I'm excited for that part.
Me too. People really get into that. He is like, I hate even saying this, but he's trying to embody a like Elvis reincarnate and
nostalgic kind of vibe. I you know, maybe we'll revisit this after our impressions of the concert, but I wouldn't call him, we had this debate the other night, I wouldn't call him the Elvis of our generation by any means, because
no, you got to do a lot more to be the Elvis of our generation.
You have to do so much more.
Yeah,
but as far as like his vocals and who's like in the light right now and his style, like I don't know, unless you guys know, I don't really know anybody else doing it like that right now.
Who's doing it and also like relating to our generation.
Right.
Because like that's a fine line. There's probably a lot of artists out there who like really embody that style of music as well.
Sure.
But don't, like, we don't know them because we don't listen to them, but exactly. Like, he's really like marrying the two.
If you guys know any, comment down below.
Yeah.
I would love to like hop into people more of that genre, not give him all the credit because right. I know there's so many people.
But his voice, he deserves that credit for that voice.
Insane.
I'm so excited to see him
live.
I'm
just excited. We're going to stand there and be like,
yep.
Oh, you're just like jaw drop. Like, holy.
Such a vibe.
Like, I imagine we will feel the way I felt seeing JoJo live and Jessie J live. Those two vocalists live are the type where like, wow, they even sound better live because you like it, your ears take in the vibrations, the music so differently. And like,
that's how I feel about Florence and the Machine.
Insane. Live.
Crazy.
Yeah. How could like recording something with, you know, I put in quotes, like perfect technology around your voice and everything actually not be as good as the live version? It's just so cool.
Right. That's the fun part. Right. That's the fun part of seeing music live.
I'm so excited. It's going to be really good. I have seen TikToks about people saying like knowing him personally and like growing up.
Oh,
with him saying,
wasn't he like a player in high school or whatever?
He's a player. Someone called him a man child. Like, he's just like,
sure.
They're singing on him about all that. I don't know the story, but that's just kind of crazy. That like, imagine that, like you're blowing up for something that hasn't, it'd be different if he was blowing up because he was on a dating show and he was painting himself as a different type of right. lover than he really is. He's just into music. Like, leave him alone.
Right.
Like, he's not out here trying to, like...
And it's kind of like how when Taylor Swift got famous, everyone started saying, like, oh, she was a bitch in high school. Like,
yeah,
but she's still making bops. Like, fuck. Wasn't everyone a bitch in high school at one point?
Yeah. It's, like, it's hard with musicians because, like, you can love the art that they put out. Yeah.
We were talking about this, about Justin Timberlake, about how he just got into all that shit about...
Oh,
with Britney.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, okay, fully canceled. But like, you can't deny that he has good music. So
the
like, where if
experience
you,
was an amazing
oh
album.
Oh my God, I listen to it every other day. But like, where do you fall when you are a fan of his actual music? Like, do you just stop listening?
The art versus the artist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, do you stop supporting?
Exactly. You're supporting like their, I guess their livelihood at that point because everything is monetized. It's a rabbit
weird
hole.
Fine line.
It is. And I guess it like depends on a whole lot of things, but I don't know. I go back and forth with that with artists, regardless of, you know, stepping away from the cancellation part of things, but would I like them as a human or do I just like their music?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Love.
I think I'd get along with her.
Yeah.
I think we'd get along and I like her music. Halsey. Hate her music. Think she's really cool. I think I'd be friends with her, but I'd be like, hey, yep. I'm gonna go get lunch while you go to your concert. Like,
right.
You know, I'll support you, but as your friend, but like, I'm not a fan of her music. Who else would we be friends with, but like, don't like their music or vice versa?
The Weeknd.
I don't hate like him regardless.
Hate the music.
Hate the music.
Hate
him. Next.
Done.
Olivia Rodrigo. I like her music, but I don't think I fuck with her. I don't hate her, but I just like, we wouldn't get along.
Yeah,
she's
I don't
also
think
like
she's just
12.
Yeah,
so
right.
Like, we wouldn't get
I don't
along
think we'd people. Relate at all.
Nothing.
Not at all.
Besides some of her music, honestly. Maybe
yeah,
I would relate to her.
The heartbreak part.
Yeah.
I think we'd kick it with Billy.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go have a crazy night out with Billy.
Billy would come to the Bay.
Yes.
And we'd be like at a house party like in Vallejo.
But like
playing
love
Red
it.
And Black, and she would love it. Like she would.
Hit us
she
up would, if you listen, Billy.
There's. No way Billie Eilish is listening. But if you are, hey.
Hit us up.
Hello there. Lil Uzi Vert. Hate his music, but he's probably so fucking funny to be around.
So much with Lil Wayne. Yeah. I think like Lil Wayne could come over and we would just have the best night ever.
I love his music and love him.
Yep.
I support him 360.
Love his music. Love him. Beyonce? I don't think she'd fuck with us.
Nah.
Like, I don't think
she'd
like.
I'm not
a big
fan of
no.
her music either.
I like she's, I like some.
I like the like obvious ones.
Like,
of course.
I don't like keep up with her, but no. I have some of my like diehard favorites where like I'll put it on and
me
it'll
too.
Always
I
be a hit.
Right.
But yeah. I don't think she would like us very much.
No, I don't think she likes anybody very much.
Right,
though.
Right.
Like, she seems so like, oh,
yeah.
I only fuck with people above $6,000 billion. Like, I don't know. She just kind of seems like that to me.
I think Kim Kardashian would love us because we're best friends with Liana and I think they're a lot alike.
They also have the same birthday.
They have the same exact birthday. And I think if like Liana was here, Kim would fuck with us more.
Yes.
I think we have the same humor.
Yes, but something that like me personally that I feel like I wouldn't be able to connect with Kim on is like she, and this is all just speculation, you guys. We obviously don't know any of these people at all. We're just having fun. Like I feel like we would obviously like get along. There would be like no like we wouldn't annoy each other or nothing, but she just, you can't crack her. And I like people that like you eventually can kind of get deeper with. And I feel like she just keeps her facade up for everyone, which I honestly get for her own personal sake. But like, that's where I'd be like, all right, she's fun to like have a game night with, but like, she's not my best friend.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas Chloe, I feel like her and I would be tight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we'd get along so well. And I like, I think we'd be lifelong best friends. Kendall,
I think me and North would fuck with each other.
Oh, I love North so much.
She's so cool.
She's like too cool for me. I'd be like, hey.
No,
like,
I'd get nervous.
I'd be like, is this outfit cool? Like, I'd be like, you know? I don't know. Kendall, I don't think I'd get along with.
Kylie,
yeah.
I think we'd fuck with Kylie.
We'd fuck with Kylie. Courtney, nah.
I just don't think we'd relate.
She kind of to the degree of Kim, she won't open up. Like, it's just going to be a surface level relationship, which, you know, time and place. You need those two. Now, everything has to be that deep.
Chris, on the other hand,
I would want to hear all her stories.
Yeah.
I would want to go have a martini with her.
And she'd be down.
Yes. And I feel like she would ask questions about us. And like, she would give just enough tips to be like helpful, but not like controlling. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I know it's obvious because she's literally a mother, but like, she would be such a mom to me. Like that would be kind of my dynamic with her rather than like a friend, you know?
I think Matthew McConaughey would be like a father figure. He'd be like, you girls need anything? You want me to pick up? Like if he came over for a game night, he'd be like, you want me to pick up some beers?
White Claws?
Yeah,
for sure.
He'd be that kind of figure.
He reminds me, have you met my Uncle Travis? You've had to meet him like, super like country twang.
Uncle Travis.
Yeah. You know my Aunt Nita?
No.
Yes, you do. She gave me the Dooney and Burke bag. She's like super loud.
Maybe. I've heard stories. I can't place her face.
Well, her husband reminds me of Matthew McConaughey. Oh. So he just kind of sits there for me.
Okay.
But honestly, same vibe. Just like a classic guy. Like, he loves hunting. Like, I'm talking about my uncle, not Matthew. Loves hunting. Just like tractor dude. Like, just, you know,
right,
the vibes. So I see him like that, but more uncle vibes rather than like friend vibes.
Imagine every name that we just said coming over for a game night, like all together. chaos.
Too loud.
Chaos. Too loud. Who would Lil Wayne talk to? Probably Matthew. Probably Matthew. No,
they play, what is it? Backgammon. They play that every Tuesday.
No, they play cup pong. They text each other.
Words with friends.
They play words with friends. Lil Wayne and Matthew McConaughey are like secret friends.
I feel like there's probably a lot of those celebrity duos that we don't know, like have behind like, the scenes.
Have like met at an event and are just now like, oh, homies. You're sick. Yeah.
But like they don't have to make it like a press thing or like, let's go take pot pictures outside of Boa Steakhouse. Like,
oh my God.
You know, like they're just like, oh, like we both live famous lives and we can just relate on that and we could be like a safe space for each other. I would love to see those group chats.
Oh,
think about that.
Oh my God. I always think about like the Kardashian family group chat.
God damn. I hope that shit's leaked like how the Epstein fucking book was leaked. Like that, I need a whistleblower stat and it's gonna be North.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be Mason.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be Mason.
Yeah, I don't know what's
he's
he doing?
He's like already ratted. He's like not allowed to have social media anything.
He doesn't
because
go live
like,
or nothing.
He used to.
Yeah, didn't North recently like she was like sitting next to Kim and she's like a new brand's coming out.
Yeah,
and she was like North.
Okay, before we get into today's episode, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc, which is a free app that allows you to book doctors who are patient reviewed. We were actually talking about this morning on our way back from coffee and how our generation loves doing anything that we possibly can online. And I love it because you could book absolutely everything through the app. You don't have to call the front desk, which we know is the worst part about booking appointments. Even if you need to cancel, you do it right through the app. And every doctor patient reviewed. So there's pictures, there's actual reviews from real patients. It's kind of like a little dating app profile
for your doctor.
What is it? A platonic profile for your doctor.
Love that. What I love is they give you a checklist of everything that you need to get done so you never forget an appointment. Your yearly gyno, your 6 month dentist checkup, or
dermatologist,
any specialty under the sun, they got it.
Another really cool feature is if you plug in all of your insurance information, it will only show doctors that take your insurance. So you don't have to worry about all the weeding through, calling, see who's going to take you. It'll filter it for you.
Again, if you guys want to check it out, ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
Go to ZocDoc.com/advice and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That's ZocDoc.com/advice. ZocDoc.com/advice. Thanks, ZocDoc.
I wanted to show you what my sister did for her holiday decor. It's so cute and we should totally do it. And it's like sustainable and really cool. Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think maybe she showed FaceTime. Me it when we were on FaceTime. Dang. Well, use your imagination. she bought blood oranges and sliced them thin and baked them low heat, dehydrated them, and made a garland.
Yeah, I've seen TikToks.
It's so cute. And if we got like a beeswax thread, like that's completely biodegradable.
Yep. And it makes the house smell really good when you're doing the blood oranges. Yes. You do a mix of blood oranges and then regular oranges, and it does like the reverse colors.
Yes,
we should really do pretty that. I'm so down.
Let's just do that instead of like stupid Santa shit, you know?
Yeah, we don't really have. I wasn't expecting to buy anything.
Okay, thank God. I was thinking the same thing.
No, like, I don't want to buy. We have like a little bin in our pantry.
That's New York.
we have those little deers. Yeah, we have little knickknacks that we could put out, and then obviously the tree will really do it.
Yeah,
and then we'll make the garland. It would be really pretty in our entryways. We'll do yours, we'll do that, and then our kitchen.
Yeah, so that's cute. And I just like feel better about that. I don't know. I'm just trying not to consume as much, you guys.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy.
The tree is going to be the only thing that we get new.
Yep. Okay. Today's episode, we are actually so excited for.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to play a little game. And that might sound like all fun and games, but it's actually quite relevant to our Patreon episode the other day.
Yeah. These past couple of Patreon episodes, you guys are literally going through a lot of the same thing and a lot at the same time. And we literally titled our last Patreon episode, Dump Him. Because a lot of you guys are just in relationships where you know that you need to end it, but you kind of need that extra little push. And we're just seeing a lot of shitty men out there, to be honest and to be frank. And we found this game. It's called, what's it called?
Red Flags.
It's called Red Flags. And we saw it and we were like, this is so relevant right now. And you know, we could sit here and do a whole episode about bad and shitty people in relationships, but this is just kind of like a fun way to like talk about
real red flags.
Real red flags.
And you know what I was thinking? This is also a good way to do it because I feel like if it comes from a card in a game, it's easier to be like, fuck no, that's such a red flag. I would never date a guy like that.
Right.
But if it actually applies to you, maybe you saying fuck no to a card, but then realizing, oh shit, that's actually my reality.
Yes. It puts it in a little bit of perspective.
Yep.
And it puts yourself in check without being so like hard on every single thing and like putting your relationship under a microscope.
Exactly. Like I feel like,
but if you relate to any of these, then it's kind of like, okay, maybe you should, you know,
think twice.
Yeah. Take a little step back and dump him.
Yes. Okay. So the game, it has the white cards, which are like good things, you know, that's all relative, but positive things about a person. You pull two of those and then you pull a red. So it's like, you guys might have seen this on TikTok too. It's like, it's a filter going around, but it'll be like, he makes over, you know, $100,000 a year. He loves sustainability. Those are like the two white cards, the, you know, good cards. And then the red one is like, but he sleepwalks. And with those three details, you kind of, you know,
you have to gauge whether or not
like, is this worth
you would date them
staying with this person. So we've never played it. We literally just opened this and we were just reading like a few and they're good. Really good. So
this is going to be fun.
We'll just we go back and forth on pulling them, but we'll give our input on what okay. we would do with this person that we are about to fabricate from these cards.
Cool.
It's kind of like a tarot deck, but like not at all. Okay, I'm just going to pull. Okay, first one, I just picked these super random. I'm going to read it in the order of positive, positive, red flag. They're a photographer.
Okay.
They're the funniest person in the world.
Whoa.
But they're always picking their nose. Oh, I date them.
You would?
Yeah. I pick my nose.
I pick my nose, but not always. Like, think about, you got to think about, you're at your wedding. You're at a really nice dinner. Your baby's, you're giving birth to your child and your husband is in the corner picking his nose. I'd be pissed.
I guess.
Like, if it's consistent, I couldn't do it. Yeah. I could not.
I think I still could.
And like photographer, sure.
That's honestly, like, I kind of saw that one. I was like, why is that, like, not saying it's a bad thing to be a photographer, but like,
it's not
like a yes.
No.
I love men who are photographers. Right. Like, that was kind of a weird
what start. Was the other white card?
Funniest person in the world.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. But I'll be your friend. I don't think I'd date you.
Okay.
I'll be your best friend.
I'll be your friend, but I wouldn't date
but
you.
But also think about it hygienically. Like, you're walking around New York City touching hella shit, and then we're going to go gonna home and
sick all the time.
Sick all the time. We're going to go home and make out, but like, you've been picking your nose all day. No shot.
I changed my mind. I'll be your friend, but I'm not going to date you. As we go through these, I also want to know what your guys' answers would be.
Yes.
So number one, would you date them?
Oh.
Next one.
Okay. Loves dogs.
Okay.
Airline pilot.
Mm.
Has the names of all of their exes tattooed on their face.
Fuck no. Next. No.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
No, face tattoos already are like a for yeah. me. It depends on who you are, to be honest. But yeah. If they're your ex's names.
No.
Airline
names.
Airline pilot almost got me there, though. Almost
they
got me.
They probably got some crazy stories. Yeah. Hey, I'll go on a date with you.
Yeah.
I'll go on a date with this person, but like,
I don't think we can be in a serious relationship, like, because of the names, but like, you can fly me somewhere.
Yeah.
Fly me out.
We'll get lunch.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there. I'll flirt with you.
You can add my name to your face.
Please don't.
No. That's like, I would be honored.
I wouldn't.
I would be so honored if this guy got my name tattooed on him
after a date.
Sure. I'm never gonna see him again. Sure.
No, thank you. Okay, next one. Whoa, that's crazy. I pulled these next to each other. Famous musician, famous movie star, but wears diapers because it's more convenient.
No, it's in the same category as the nose picking. Because it's convenient. It'd be different if it was for like a health concern or like a health reason.
Right.
Like, but like, just because you're lazy. No.
Yeah. And they even put more convenient in quotes. Like, no. Because
like,
it's
they
more
say that.
Yeah. No, that's a no for me.
I don't think I would date you.
I'd be your friend. I'll be anybody's
friend. But like,
friend,
what? Though, yeah, honest. Exactly. Like, famous movie star, famous. It's like saying Kevin Jonas. If we found
what?
Out.
That's
if,
who you. That's if, who he's not even a movie star.
Okay, Nick Jonas.
You said Kevin too.
Okay, Nick Jonas. Whatever. One of those brothers.
I can't believe you.
If we found out that they wore diapers, we would just be like, oh, they're weird. Okay, move on. You know?
Yeah, yeah, no. I don't like that one.
Okay, this is actually a really funny combo.
Okay.
Ski instructor.
Okay.
And then the second white card is never gonna give you up, let you down, run around, or desert you.
That's cute.
But they always brag about past sexual conquests. This is like a,
this is like an average Joe to me.
This is like a fun hookup at like a ski resort in Tahoe.
Right.
But that's it.
I was going to that point, like this guy to me is like hometown guy.
Exactly.
That's why he's bragging about past
and that's
encounters.
Why he's singing this song.
Never going to give you up.
You know, like he wears tie dye.
Right. Yeah, I'll hook up with them. Well, but that, sure. I don't think that's the love of my
won't
life.
No. Won't go any farther.
You nailed
than
it
that.
With the Tahoe, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's specifically
a Tahoe,
Tahoe.
Like ski instructor. Yeah. Yep. But like for the bunny slopes.
Yeah. Like. But like teaches the kids. And like
yeah,
that's
great,
why.
Great teacher.
Yeah, great teacher.
Excellent
and like
teacher.
Teaches the kids. And that's why we fucked with him in the first place.
Because like, that's so sweet.
Yep.
And then you get to know them and they get a little drunk and they're like, oh, this one bitch. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh,
he's that guy.
I see where you're at. But do you want to hook up?
Yeah, sure. That's it.
Okay, next one. Owns an island in the Bahamas.
Oh, God.
Spin instructor. But super clingy.
Why is this Stanley Tucci?
Literally.
Yeah, I'll date you.
Yeah, I think Fuck. This is fine with me.
I don't mind a little clingy.
Yeah. There could be negotiation there. Like, if they, you know, these cards don't say anything about them being bad at taking criticism. Right. So if you're clingy, we could talk about it and then maybe you won't be clingy anymore.
If but I like show you that I value space.
Right. Spin instructors, great energy. They have a lot of fun energy.
So fun, fit.
Just like down ass bitch.
Yep.
Owns an island in the Bahamas. Like, that's super cool.
Oh my God. We're going to the Bahamas next weekend.
I hope that they're like nice to the locals though. Like, what if they're like the asshole that just like bought out the island? You know?
I don't think Stanley Tucci is an asshole.
I don't think this is Stanley Tucci at all. But to, you know what? I'm really painting the picture here. They're a spin instructor and there's no way that money bought them the island. So they probably come from money.
Oh.
They're a spin instructor out of passion or just like.
Which is cool.
No hate, but I'm more thinking, are they like a stuck up little bitch?
I don't think they would be a spin instructor if they,
right. They wouldn't
were
be
just like
living off the money.
Yeah.
Like they
just
clearly,
trust fund babies don't just become spin instructors.
You're right. Like they still have ambition to like practice their passions.
Yeah. They're cool.
This is a cool person.
We would date them.
What do they look like?
Stanley Tucci.
No, you know what I kind of picture? Take away the persona here. I'm only talking about physical
attributes.
Adam Levine. I picture like,
yes,
I picture like brunette with like a wolf tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
And like, wait, why is this Lee? Yeah. Like, our friend Lee literally has that same tattoo. Yeah, like wolf tattoo, wants a motorcycle but will never get one.
And like his version of clingy is just like expecting to see you every day, texting you every day, and
Good morning, beautiful. Yeah.
What time am I coming over?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not just like the overkill.
No, just like the comfortability of like expecting to see you every day.
They just love having a girlfriend.
Yeah. They just want to show off their girlfriend.
I like this guy.
I love this. This is such a good. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to put it in the I love you pile. It's under my foot.
Oh my God. I just pulled my dream man.
Oh my God. Wait. Say
ready?
Okay.
Your parents love them.
Okay, that's great.
Has a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese. But the red flag is only speaks in horrible puns. I do that.
That's literally a perfect person. That is your perfect person.
Perfect person.
Yes.
Only speaks in horrible puns.
That's a good guy.
This is a good person.
I wouldn't call that a red flag either.
No.
I think that's just like a quirk.
A quirk that some people just couldn't handle, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And hard to be around. Do you remember that season of Love Island where one guy, I think his name was Adam actually.
Yes.
And he looked like Adam Levine, which is crazy.
And he was a wrestler, but like the stage wrestler, yes. Like the WWE, like funny wrestling. Yes.
Yeah. And he only spoke in like
metaphors. Yes. I remember that guy. If you guys are Love Island people, you know who we're talking about.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He's a good person.
Who is he? I see like a Toby.
Their name was Toby. Yes.
Toby.
I'm just picturing the guy from Love Island now too.
Yeah, that tracks. Toby.
A
bag of unlimited cheese. What a dream. Imagine he stinks. But imagine the like charcuterie boards.
Whip them out.
Oh my God. Day.
And charcuterie boards are something I tend to crave off the cuff. And like, it's too much. Like, you don't just have it on hand, that type of shit.
No. Think about the money that you would save. Cheese is expensive. Right.
Cheese is very expensive. I only pictured shredded cheese though that he's pulling out.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I pictured unlimited, like any.
Name it. I got it.
Yep.
Hot. When he takes initiative. They're the most physically attractive person you've ever seen. Okay. This is a good card.
Wow.
That you've ever seen.
Ever seen.
Okay. They're an organic farmer.
Oh my God.
Why I love this person. And then the red flag is a mer person.
What's a mermaid? Oh my God, he loves mermaids.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to fact check this. Hold on. What if it's like something else that we're not understanding here? A merperson is a mythological creature with a human upper half, arms and torso, and a piscine lower half. Is that like a aquatic?
Oh, so it's like a real, it just, he just love them. He just is one. But you're attracted to him.
How are you a farmer?
And you're, he's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Probably. This mermaids are gorgeous.
This is The Shape of Water, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, by the way.
This is hard because I don't like water. So how would we hang out? The Little Mermaid.
How does he farm? Organic. Maybe it's something with the water or something.
Like he goes underneath the irrigation system and like pushes it up into the flowers.
I kind of fuck with him. I think I'm intrigued
at the slightest.
Yeah. We'd go on a date, but like, what could you do? Are you taking me out on a yacht or a fishing boat?
We'd go on a date and I would just like fall in love with like the intensity of their story, right? Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, I have to go. Mm-hmm. And they'd swim back into the ocean and they'd be the one who got away from me.
Yeah. I think logistically it wouldn't be a match, but like you'd always yearn for it. You know what I mean?
How would we go out to dinner?
How are you going to walk down the aisle?
Swim. Slip and slide. All right. That changes things. I kind of like this. No, this is the one that got away.
Yeah. Coming across someone who looks like that, and now you have the standard of that's the best thing you've ever, like, that's the most attractive thing you've ever seen. You're never going to be attracted to a human anymore.
Yeah, like your standards have,
your standards have fully changed.
Fuck up my perception of what I like.
Exactly.
This is kind of deep.
That changes things.
It does. I don't know. I think I'd really, I could see myself like throwing away my life to like be in the water with them.
Wow, that's big for you to say.
Well, if I really love them.
You think?
If I love them, I'll do anything for love.
I think that's your codependency speaking.
Yes, it is. Next card.
Ew.
Ew?
Yeah, I don't think I like this one.
Okay.
Not ew, but okay.
It's not for you.
Makes you feel secure.
Okay, cool.
Marine.
Okay.
Only speaks in sarcasm.
Why is this?
Yep.
We know this person.
We know this person. I dated him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And ew.
Douche.
Douche. Like, you think you're better than everyone. And the makes you feel secure thing, you only do that because you want to, like,
have the control.
Yeah. And, like, it's a controlling masculine thing that you're showing.
Yeah.
This is a big no. I don't like this guy.
Douchey. The red flag could have been in a combination with any other person. And, like, I like that.
Yeah.
Like, I could do sarcasm like that. But
when it,
with the ego
that
the other two are giving me. And again, this might just be a projection of what Alex and I are thinking of somebody we know in our personal lives.
Yeah.
But that's all we could go off of. And exactly. I don't like this person.
There's a reason why we went there.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah, this guy sucks.
Okay. Next one. This is a good first card. Perfect communicator.
Ooh.
I love that.
Hot.
Gives billions to your favorite charity.
Oh my God.
But their red flag is winks at you after everything you say. This is a perfect person.
Yeah.
I don't say no more.
I'll take the winks. It's not a red flag. I love a wink.
I love a wink.
We've talked about it before. There's only a few men who could do it well. A good wink really goes a long way.
I think it's a great person.
And if you're giving billions.
Perfect communicator, gives billions to your favorite charity, winks at you after everything you say.
Wow. My favorite charity is me.
Right. Just start one that's like undercover, but then it actually goes to you. Literally every charity in fucking America.
Yeah. That's a different topic.
Right.
Believes you are the most attractive person they've ever seen.
Hmm.
Is a night person and a morning person.
That's cool. What's the red flag?
Is a vampire, not the sexy kind.
Oh.
I'm going to suck your blood.
I'd play into it.
All kinds are sexy.
I'd play into it.
Do you think you'd get sick of him like leaving in the middle of the night though? And like going and actually sucking and killing people?
I was going to say, are they just sucking blood?
Are they vegetarians? Are they
killing people?
I think either way, I don't know if I can get behind like kissing you if you have animal blood
in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'd be your friend.
This is the friend who was just friend zoned, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They'll go out and they'll do their thing in the middle of the night, but then they'll bring you donuts and coffee in the morning.
Right.
And like they'll always try with you.
It's just the blood for me.
It's
that's it. And I'm not even like a squeamish person when it comes to blood.
It's just like,
if we're kissing and stuff,
yeah,
like,
and like
you're ripping apart a deer,
right? And just for like health reasons,
yeah. I don't,
you know,
want to get any diseases.
No,
yeah.
We can be friends, and like we'll explain this to them over and over and over again, and they're always going to keep trying. You could always be in our lives.
We won't shun you.
No, not the sexy kind.
I know that they love that they had to put that there. Okay, next one. They love to laugh. Okay. Love that.
Love that.
Gives you multiple orgasms.
Wow, hot. No. Don't say it.
Compulsive liar. Why is this Tanner? Why is this Tanner? This is Tanner, you guys.
Yeah, compulsive liar. That's not a red flag at that point. Like,
Run.
No, that's not something that could be overlooked.
Nope.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't care how many orgasms
that's
you give me.
That's crazy. That literally is Tanner. Anyway, next one.
Hey, I got one of my exes. You got one of yours.
Yeah, look at that.
That's crazy.
It's in the cards. Our fate is in the cards.
Can fly.
Okay.
Has the voice of an angel.
Is this an angel?
Is 6 years old.
That is a red flag. It's so good. Huh? It's 6 years old.
Has the voice of an angel because they haven't hit puberty yet and they just have a high-pitched voice.
And I think this is like a cherub. Like, this is literally just described a cherub.
Yeah. It's crazy that like we're picking all of these randomly, and it's crazy that these were pulled together. Like, can fly is so a six-year-old thing to do.
Yeah, right. And an angel.
Yeah.
That just goes to show that there
it's in the cards.
In infinite types of people in the world, and we could probably test an actual person to every single one of these combinations.
Oh yeah,
you know, maybe easily. Besides the merman thing, that was kind of specific.
That I immediately went to Shape of Water.
Yeah, that's true.
That's him.
Like the fact that there's like a movie based off that
the
card.
Concept. Yeah,
that's true. Okay, next one. First good thing, is royalty. That's cool. You will never gain weight while you date them.
Sure.
They keep talking about their hot cousin.
Fuck, you almost have me. You almost have me.
Okay, it depends how they're talking about them. Like, because there's a fine line of just like simply admitting someone's a good looking specimen.
Yeah.
Like, I could get behind that. Like,
right.
You can admit when people are hot, but if they're
like
incest attracted to them. Obviously, we know the answer there. If they're like, you can't admit, you can't deny that they're good looking. Like,
right.
I get that.
Yeah.
But
you're royalty, though.
Are they like, so they probably are incest.
Yeah. It's probably in their blood.
Yeah. Isn't a lot of royalty like keeping
I'm
in the family?
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Like,
sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. I think we all know. No, yeah.
What's the second white card?
You will never gain weight while you date them.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't care about that.
Yeah,
enough.
I don't care about that.
I think this is not to my type, the slightest.
I think you would just like end up in our friend group and we would just have to like teach you that's not good. You know?
Yeah. I don't even know if they'd end up in our friend group though.
Yeah, they're royalty.
Royalty
don't kick
is
it
like
with royal people.
Another level of like, you know?
Totally.
You know that noise? They all make that noise.
Totally. Just high class.
No ass.
All the high class ass.
That's too hard to pass. So yeah, I hate you.
Ooh, okay. So this one's going to be specifically for you, Kristen.
Okay.
One of the white cards is loves cats.
Great.
And then the second one tells me that I get to pick an actor or actress, and I'm going to pick Pete Davidson.
Love him.
Charges you a quarter every time you say a curse word.
Love that. I think that is such a cute, fun game to bond over. Done. I'll take it.
You would have said anything for Pete Davidson.
Exactly. I'll take that pile. I have a pile over here of our yeses. This is great. Loves cats is literally Pete Davidson and charges me a quarter every time you say a curse word. I think that's great. You're helping me be a better person by not cussing.
You know why he's doing that? Is because he's trying to get your coin.
Take
literally.
My quarter. If you need a fucking quarter, I'll give you a fucking quarter, dog.
He's trying to get your coin, Kristen. You better watch your back. You better watch your back. It's Pete Davidson.
That's okay. I don't have to marry him, but I will date him. All right. They're a good listener.
Love that.
They speak every romance language.
Ooh.
But the red flag is building an arc.
They're building an arc?
What does it even mean?
It's okay. You could build.
What does that even mean?
Like Noah's Ark? Like, are you super religious?
Or are they like a god of some sort?
Oh, that's even hotter. If it's literal building an ark, that's fine. Whatever. You can, is it like, are you having a manic episode?
Is it like for a reason? Like, are you like a cult leader?
Let's just say it's literal. And if it's literal and you could build an ark successfully, hot. But if it's like via manic episode where you're just like, I gotta build an ark, and get doubles of every animal, like, then it's okay, we shouldn't be in a relationship and you should really get help.
I don't understand that one.
All right, for the sake of the game, let's pick a new red card.
Okay. So they're, like I said, a good listener, speaks every romance language, but but won't allow Wi-Fi in the house.
No. I don't care. You probably live in like a village.
You live in your ark.
Yeah, you live in your ark. You live in a village in Italy, and I need to do my job.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, sorry. No. I need to postmate.
No way.
No, you need Wi-Fi.
I don't care if you're a good listener. You're probably a good listener because you have nothing else to do.
You have nothing else to do. You're bored.
You're so bored. Like, get Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Owns a goose that lays designer clothing. They're a lawyer.
Okay, hot.
But they respond to everything that you say with, that's what she said.
I don't hate that.
It would get old for me. If it's everything I say,
like
I would
want to
like tape your mouth shut. Yeah. It was everything you say.
Like if we're like having an argument and I'm like trying to really get my point across and I'm like crying or something. And right. You're like, that's what she said.
Or if I like, if my, a family member of mine just died and I'm like weeping in your arms talking about like how my, all of my grief. And you're like, that's what she said. Like, fuck off.
Also, what kind of lawyer is that?
Exactly.
Imagine that in the law, in the court.
Imagine like, that courtroom.
Like, yeah. That jury. No, that's
God, no,
annoying.
This guy sucks. Yeah. But I may or may not keep the relationship going for like a week or two for some of these goose eggs.
Right.
You know what
like,
I mean?
I'll hook up. Get a few bags.
Yeah.
And then be like, I gotta go.
Sorry.
I have a thing.
It's getting old. That's what she said. And I would be straight up.
Yeah.
I would tell them.
Yeah. And then maybe you, like for the next person, they could be better.
Right. And maybe if I let them down easy, they'll give me some of the goose eggs. I steal the goose eggs.
Well, they're probably just so used to people taking advantage of them just for the goose eggs.
So I steal the goose.
How would you do that? It's probably on a leash.
That's what she said.
Right. Well played. He's perfect for you. Okay. They are courteous.
Okay.
Love that. Always knows how to stop you from crying. That's sweet. But they end every conversation with, you're dismissed.
No. I couldn't do it.
That's so fucked
it's
up.
It's so mean.
You're dismissed.
That is so bad that I even forgot what the white cards were.
Courteous and always knows how to stop you from crying.
That's so not courteous of them.
Right.
You're dismissed. That's such a red flag. That is like,
patronizing.
Yeah.
Like,
you're disrespecting me as a human.
Right. Like you're belittling my humanity. By like having to dismiss me. Like, yeah. I could just leave the conversation. Thank you.
And like, you suck for thinking that you have the like that power over me.
I feel like this
you're
person,
better than me.
This person is friends with the royalty person.
Yes.
They're best friends.
Yeah.
Or they might be twins.
Yeah.
They might be twins. And they still match and they're in their 30s. They still wear matching outfits.
That guy sucks.
Anyway.
Affectionate. Never farts.
Huh. Boring.
Boring. Only wears clothing made of human hair.
This is a sleep demon. This is not even a real person.
No. I don't think I could even be your friend. I don't think I could be around you.
Human hair.
Human hair. That's making me itchy. Like sometimes I get grossed out when I have to touch my own hair.
Right.
When I have to like clean my hair out the sink or like, you know.
They never fart?
Never fart.
That tells me you have some serious
gastral issues. Yeah. Like,
what's going on? This isn't a person. This is not a human. This is an entity. Pass. Okay. This person has the most attractive smile you've ever seen.
Okay.
Lives in a castle.
Love.
But counts your calories.
No.
No, that's super triggering. I don't like this person.
I don't like this
person. And
they're
part of the
all.
Royal family.
Yes.
This is like the cousin.
This is
the hot cousin.
This is the hot cousin.
This is the hot cousin.
Yeah.
Wow, we're really building a story here.
Yeah. And the castle is surrounded by a moat where your mermaid lives.
And the ark is being built in that moat.
Yeah.
No, this person, the calorie thing is sucks. Crazy. Have I ever told you guys about, God, this probably like fucking 15 years ago at this point, my uncle was dating this girl. Their first date, she counted how many times he chewed his food.
That's super weird.
And then just did it like all the time. Like they started dating, like he kind of thought maybe it was just like a
weird
first
like,
time, first date thing, whatever. But she like, she counted every time or the amount of times he chewed. Like, oh, you chewed that steak 42 times. Like,
was that just like a crazy case of like OCD?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like disgust between them. I was young. All yeah. I know is like just that simple point. But
that's
like,
crazy.
Don't dissect. Like you can pick up on the things I do as a person because that's inevitable as like right. a human. But don't like, you know, count.
You're monitoring or, it.
That's the word. Monitor. Like don't write shit down. Like, I don't know.
That's nuts.
That's weird.
Oh, mm-mm. Ooh, that makes me icky.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Owns a solid gold private jet.
Gold private jet.
Loves the 80s.
Oh, I like that.
Uses way, way, way too much tongue. One thing that Chris and I love to do when we watch Love Island specifically is like rate how good of a kisser they are when yeah. we like see them kissing the other contestants.
They get the camera up in there. So oh, you could see like
up in there
every tooth.
And we just like always note that there are a lot of people who use too much tongue.
They go in with tongue first.
Tongue first.
Like start with just a lip connection.
Yeah.
Give me a few
and
of those.
And then you grow. You rhythm into tongue action.
Not just like immediately. Like that's on some lizard shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want your tongue. I don't think I'd
be their friend.
Yeah, I'd be your friend because let me get on that private jet. But
I like the 80s thing too. Like I love people who are obsessed with time periods.
With like a decade or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to make out with you.
Nah. Maybe like a drunk kiss where like I don't give a
sure,
fuck.
Sure. Where we could be sloppy and it's like it makes sense.
I would drunk hook up with this person.
Yeah. Yeah. That's on the jet.
On the jet.
On the Mile gold high jet.
In like a denim vest because we love the 80s.
Love.
Yeah. But that's about it.
Yeah. Too much tongue.
Yeah.
Let's rethink the tongue action sometimes, guys.
Just slow down.
We have time. That's the thing.
People go in because it's like fast. It's like, hold on. You can get there in like 2 seconds. Just like start with just a lip chill. Connection.
Yeah.
Especially for first kiss shit. Like on Love Island, it's, you know, it's often first kisses.
Yeah.
That's all that show really is. Like in a challenge or whatever. And they go in with tongue immediately. I'm like,
you don't even know
me. And all it said was like, snog the islander with the prettiest eyes, and they're just like, blah, 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 like,
yeah,
whoa.
I don't want your germs like that.
You know what I really dislike too? What people who sloppy tongue kiss at the altar.
Yeah, there's something really bizarre about doing it in like in front of family. Your whole family.
Arguably, everybody who loves you and cares about you is in that crowd. Yeah. If you're doing like a standard
like
wedding.
It's such an intimate thing.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that in front of people.
Like keep kissing. Kiss as long as you want. Yeah. Like that's your moment, dog.
But like as soon as we see like bodily fluids.
When you're like making out, cause like
it makes people we're not gonna sit like the point of a first kiss at a wedding is like, to like actually
watching.
Sit and look at it and like
you're locking the marriage. Like
yeah. You don't need to suck face at the altar.
You guys have been together for years already. It's not like it's you got to prove nothing.
No, nope.
Like, we're here at your wedding.
Unless they feel like they do. That's another story.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful eyes. I love pretty eyes. College English professor. Hot.
So hot.
Hot.
Sweater vest for sure.
Oh my God. But the red flag is Tinder's during sex. No. Absolutely not.
I wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't even
ew. Be friends this with turned person. Into creepy professor. Creepy professor.
You're right.
Ew.
Like they set their Tinder to like 18 to 22, but they're in like their mid 30s.
Yep. Yes. Ugh.
And their beautiful eyes they like use as their like
yeah.
Oh.
How I connect. It's my youth. Right. My eyes are my youth.
Eyes are windows to the soul.
Yeah. Literally, he probably like reads poems to them.
Ew.
Reads poetry.
Ew. This
in a creepy
like
way.
This person.
They make me feel icky.
Yeah, I mean my mouth water in like a bad way.
The first white card is lives off the grid.
Mm.
Owns a vineyard.
That's kind of cool.
But they're sexist.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't like you at this point at all. I don't. We won't be friends. We don't relate.
they're sexist. They've run away from humanity because they're so sexist that they can't even live in the modern world.
Yeah, I think they're afraid of any kind of like diversity in general.
Yep.
So they just stay in their own little box.
Yep. And then they're in an industry that like makes a lot of money with like...
They could sit there.
Yep.
They don't have to move.
Yep. And they probably hire all just one gender, whatever gender they're not sexist towards.
Yep.
This guy lives in Napa.
Yeah, he does.
You guys have the same favorite books.
Sure.
Love that. They can multiply themselves. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's like, that's supposed to be a good thing.
Wait. And their red flag is dead.
Oh my God, you can multiply and you're dead?
So they're like this entity again.
Weird. Why are we getting some like supernatural shit? We got a vampire. We got a merman.
But they have the same favorite books.
We got a cherub. No.
So I don't they, like, they like haunt a library, right?
Sure.
Hot.
Yeah. I don't even think we could talk to each other.
This to me is just like, this feels like an exercise if I was like a script writer and I feel like I can like fully write a movie off this.
Yeah. Red flag
is dead.
Dead?
It's dead. The writers of this game have like our humor.
It's yeah, like they wanted blunt. To like throw in some like even really like
the 6-year-old one was funny, yeah, but it's 6 years old.
They're in touch with their feelings.
Love.
They love sports.
Fun.
But they refuse to delete online dating profiles.
Why? Is it just like if I mean the obvious here is if they're not deleting it because they want to still actively swipe, bye-bye. But is it like a can't let go of my single life that I will always miss. Like,
yeah, there's no good reason to keep your online dating profile to me.
No, not at all.
I mean, we'll hook up.
We'll hook up because my thing too is like, if we're just dating, then yeah, why would you not delete your shit? Like you're still seeing other people. Like that's okay. But I need verbal confirmation that like, if we're going to be exclusive, you got to delete them.
And the use of the word refuses makes it sound like a stance. And like, I've brought up, okay, time to delete our dating apps, but they like won't do it.
Yeah.
That's that's a big red flag that you shouldn't dismiss.
That's one of those that like would creep up later. So this is a stickier situation to get out of because what are the two white ones? The
in touch love with their feelings and in touch with their feelings.
Those two things, I feel like, oh, cool. Like, I really like this person. And then I feel like I'd be kind of, I mean, heartbroken's a little dramatic, but let down to say the least.
Right.
Because we'd get to that point where I'm asking, hey, can you delete?
Yeah. And then I nothing get has no. been wrong since the beginning.
This is a sad one. It's a no.
It sucks.
Like, we would break up, but I'm going to be like kind of sad over it.
Yeah. And this seems like it probably happens a lot more often than you would think.
That's why they're on them, because they know they got quick turnover.
Right.
Because nobody's okay with it.
Oh, that sucks.
That sucks. This one has like a little fill in the blank option, so I'm going to do it tailored to you, Alex.
Okay, cool.
World champion chess player.
Very hot.
Firefighter. But their red flag isn't potty trained.
Damn it.
World champion
I could
chess
train
player.
Him. This isn't like the diaper thing where he like actively chooses. He was never potty trained. Like no one ever taught him. So I will teach you.
Hear me out on this though. If you aren't potty trained at the age of being able to be a chess champion and a trained firefighter, what else
what's
were
not
they
clicking?
Lacking
what's
in their
not,
childhood?
Yeah, what's not clicking?
Well, like clearly, like were they like locked underneath the stairs?
Right.
Harry Potter style or something? Like what else are they lacking?
What are you were you deprived of?
They're only world champions of chess because that's all they did growing up.
Oh fuck.
This is a dark person.
Still hot though.
I have questions. I will go on a few dates with you.
Yeah. I wanna catch the vibe. I wanna see what's up. I wanna see like how like sheltered you are from the universe.
Yeah.
From the world.
Yeah.
Like what was you're right. What was the reason behind not being potty trained?
And are you open minded to grow or are you set in your ways?
Yeah. Like now that you've realized like, oh, this is something that everyone does. Should I learn it? But you're like refusing to. You're like, no, this is just this is how I was raised. Like, you know, the people who like do
just, like stuck in that.
Yep,
yeah.
They do crazy shit. But like, oh, this is how we grew up.
Uh-huh. Got pee pads all over the house. Could you imagine a grown man peeing on a puppy pad in the corner of your room after you hooked up? Like that after sex pee, and like you go to the bathroom and they're just like, can I? And you're like, let me lay out a pad and hold on.
But hold like, it. That's not even, that's
go potty.
That's potty trained, to be honest.
You're okay at that?
No. But what I'm saying is,
oh, they'd wet the bed.
They're not trained at all. They're not potty trained. So like,
right.
They don't know any form. They don't know. They don't have any system.
They just let it out. Let it out.
I guess it's alarming.
That's risky.
Big risky. Okay. This is going to be my last one. He has all the same hobbies as you. Lives on 100 beachfront acres.
Wow.
Oh, red flag. He's related to you.
Oh, no. Next.
Absolutely not. Absolutely next this person.
But like fun cousin.
Yeah, sure. But we're not hooking up.
No.
I wouldn't even look at you that way.
No.
This is crazy.
But I'll come over Thanksgiving at your beach house.
Sure. Yeah. Like, oh, you cousin has a beach house. I have a beach house.
Yes. That's crazy that this game put that as a red flag. Some of these are so like
silly. Hold on.
Okay, and then this is going to be my last one. They're really into wine.
Okay.
I like that. Completely blind to all your flaws. I wouldn't say that's a good thing.
Like, I don't like that.
They're clearly not like receptive.
You're not in touch.
No. And their red flag is cries themselves to sleep every night.
No, you're super needy.
You're really into wine because your family owns a vineyard.
Yeah.
And you're oblivious to my flaws and cry yourself to sleep because
you have no sense emotions. Of like people doing wrong.
Yeah. But like also what was me?
You're so like, yeah.
Ugh. You're just all over the place.
I think I would be sick of this person in 15 minutes.
This person, I would be their friend, be there for them and like really, really recommend therapy.
Yeah.
And be like I would give really good advice to this person, hopefully. But yeah, this is where my need to connect emotionally comes into play with dating. Mm. I just wouldn't be attracted to this person purely because of their emotional lack of emotion, I should say.
Yeah.
Or emotional intelligence.
Yeah. I wouldn't like relate to them at all.
No.
In any way.
I feel like that was kind of a weak one to end on. I'm going to pull one more.
Okay.
Hopefully this is a better one. World's best advertising executive. Hot.
Love.
Hot.
Love. Don Draper.
Professional wrestler.
Hot.
Hot. But is the exact opposite of you politically.
Are you a good person?
I was going
to say. Politically is ambiguous.
Well, let's just go off like literally like your voting.
So. Oh, that's fine.
My thing with being opposite as me politically, I'm fine with that. But can you have good conversations about it?
Are you open-minded still?
I'm not here to convince you my side and don't try to push your side on me. Let's agree to disagree. And if we have children, let's let them make their own kind of conclusions of politics in general and not push it on them. I feel like every family should probably not do that. Let your kid fucking make their own decisions and opinions. But if they can like have like a chill, like a neutral conversation about it. I like this person.
I think as soon as politics start to overlap like human decency, human rights, then it would get messy. And I don't think I could do that. If you have opposite beliefs as me in that sense.
That's like morale at that point.
Exactly. But if you just like register under a different party.
Sure.
And we're still connecting on everything else.
Exactly.
That's not a red flag to me.
Me too. It just depends. You're right. It comes with the morale part of taking sides in politics. But I would go on a date with this person.
We'll go on a date.
I would get to know this person.
And I'm not going to write you off.
I'm not going to write you off. I would go on as many dates as needed to kind of feel out that red flag and see like, are you also like misogynistic? Like that type of shit. But if not, like we'll get to know each other.
Yeah.
And I'll bring up the fact of like, okay, if that's kind of crazy to say, but like if we have kids, like they need to make their own opinions. Like you can't push shit.
Yeah. Well, that's just like that's like a standard in general for like starting a family.
Right.
You know, you have to be on the same, you'd hope to be on the same page as far as like how you're going to raise your kid religiously and politically and all those things. Hopefully you're on the same page before you have a child.
Right. Not always the case.
That's another story. This was fun.
I love this. Okay. I want to just read our three that we said that we liked.
Cool.
Well, this one was mine. Pete Davidson loves cats, charges you quarter every time you say a curse word. I love that one. That's like manifesting that. Owns an island in the Bahamas, the spin instructor, but super clingy.
Yeah. I think you're fine. I think you'll be cool.
You're fun. Perfect communicator, gives billions to your favorite charity and winks at you every time you, after everything you say.
Dreamboat.
This is the winner to me.
Yeah. I think cheese guy is still the winner for
me. Oh yeah. That was good for you. I like this person.
You should put it under your pillow at night.
I think I might.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, no, it's for sure a red flag. Well, actually, no. Never mind. Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. You put things under your pillow, huh?
Yeah, I did a few years ago when I was like really fucking depressed. And I wrote in the present day tense, I wrote like a description of what I want my life to be.
Oh.
And I put that under my pillow for a few months because that's all I had to live for at that point.
Yeah, I think I've done that before.
It gave some hope.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not over here like writing out my dream guy and putting it under my pillow and like wishing upon a star.
Right.
My dream guy will come to me naturally. And I trust that.
For Patreon, send in like your obvious red flags, what you consider your red flags.
Yes.
But then also send in like red flags that have popped up that are kind of like along these categories.
Red flags you didn't think were red flags until it was like
right
in your face and you were kind of living it. Because even some of these that we were either saying we liked or disliked, I'm sure if you really applied it beyond the card and like that person walked into your life, it'd be a little different.
Of course. And yeah, do you like disagree with any of these?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And our stances.
I want you guys to like number and like go through yes, no, the same way we did for all the combinations we said.
Yes, please do.
It's really fun. We also got this game at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, if you find it anywhere too.
It's a really fun game. I feel like this didn't necessarily do what we were saying in the beginning about how like on a serious note, our Patreon people have been talking about
like actual like red
shitty
flags.
People and whatnot. Yeah.
This was definitely like the watered down fun version of it.
Yeah. But nonetheless.
So keep your filters up.
Yeah. Keep them feelers out.
Yeah.
And try to zoom out of your situationships, your relationships, and really like almost like put it into this card form, which like is
pros and cons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pros and cons lists. Like I feel like they get shit on, but they help me visualize
and like take away the emotion from it.
Yes.
You're right.
Like this is a good thing, but like take all of pros and cons with a grain of salt.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, fun game. Happy Monday, you guys. We hope you have a good rest of your week. Send us things in on Patreon. It's always linked down below. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you rate us 5 stars, please. Also, quick thing before we go, Spotify Wrapped. Thank you to everyone.
The amount of people
fucking listens like
that, like seeing listeners who are in the top 3% of listeners.
I'm like what?
So cool.
There was like, I feel like this is kind of a cringy thing to say, but we're proud to say it. There were almost too many stories we were tagged in to where like I started reposting on Vices
and it like,
and it stopped.
Yeah.
It said for like user guidelines, blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't let me repost every story. We were tagged that many times.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I do want to say, because people were like, well, that's Spotify. Like, what about YouTube people? We love you too.
Yeah.
And
we love you just as equally.
If YouTube did a YouTube Wrapped, you know, it'd be the same thing. But
Apple as well.
Nonetheless, thank you guys so much for all your support. And yeah, it kind of put me in my feels the other day when we saw that.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, turn on your notifications, and comment down below your answers, yes or no, to all these weird red flagged things. Have a good week, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.